Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. FFA members and supporters from across the country will be celebrating agriculture and agricultural education this week during the 94th National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis. Held virtually last year, the event will be live once again in person, hosted by the City of Indianapolis starting Wednesday, with some virtual components. FFA members from across the country, including North Dakota, are expected to participate in the event. Those who will not participate in person will have an option to participate online, ranging from the virtual FFA Blue Room to student and teacher workshops to general sessions. Those attending in person will be able to participate in general convention sessions hosted at Lucas Oil Stadium and the Expo located in the Indiana Convention Center and explore various career paths open to them. To learn more about this year's convention, you can go to convention.ffa.org. Good progress in the Midwest for corn and soybean harvest activities. Stephanie Ho has more from the USDA.
Midwestern producers made noteworthy harvest progress in advance of weekend storminess. For corn,
we are seeing the overall harvest progress at 66%, well ahead of the five-year average of 53%, only slightly behind last year's quick harvest, which was 70% complete on October 24th of 2020. Just in the last 5 weeks, the heart of the harvest season, we have seen over half of the U.S. corn, 56%, harvested.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Very similar picture with the soybean harvest nationally, 73% complete by October 24th, staying ahead of the five-year average of 70%, but quite a bit behind last year's 82%. We have, however, seen more than two-thirds, or 67%, of the U.S. soybeans harvested over the last 5 weeks.
There was double-digit harvest progress for corn in seven Midwestern states and soybeans in five states.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has announced that the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has granted his request to extend the hours of service waiver for drivers of commercial vehicles transporting water and livestock feed to help North Dakota livestock producers affected by the continuing drought conditions. Burgum granted a similar 30-day waiver in an executive order back on September 22nd. Today's letter from the FMCSA Regional Field Administrator Scott Hernandez explains that the extension provides regulatory relief for commercial motor vehicle operations while providing direct assistance supporting emergency relief efforts transporting water and livestock feed, including hay in the state of North Dakota, or providing other assistance in the form of emergency services during the drought emergency. This is Inside Agriculture.